Good evening. Baruch Hashem, we have this chus, the privilege, to be able to learn the sefer called Chovos Halevavos. The Mesillas Yesharim, first question, when it begins the sefer, is asking the question, Ma chavasa shel adam b'olamo? What is our obligation in this world? What are we here for? Why were we created? What's our purpose? I believe that many of the answers can be found in this sefer, Chovos Halevavos. Chovos Halevavos is a sefer that is written by Bechaya ben Rav Yosef ibn Pekuda, Svardi, and is regarded that it's like a Shulchan Aruch of all midas. Shulchan Aruch. This is what Rav Chaim Brisker said about this sefer, Chovos Halevavos. The Brisker Rav knew the sefer thoroughly. The sefer discusses, and we'll discuss the word Chovos Halevavos, not generally, specifically, and breaks down every idea into sections. Is this chus a privilege to be able to learn with you this beautiful sefer, which hopefully will clarify into action ma chavasa shel adam b'olamo? What are we doing here? What is our purpose in this world? Chovos Halevavos means the duties of the heart. In the Akdama, his introduction to this entire sefer, which is very lengthy, Chovos Halevavos discusses and tells us that Chochmas HaTorah mischalekes deshnei chalakim. The Torah is divided into two parts. One, chivis hoivorim, the obligations of our limbs, every part of our limbs, from our head to our toes, every part of our body, all the evorim, all the parts. The chachma niris, this is the chachma that is obviously seen through our actions. That's chachmas evorim. The chovos evorim. The second is chovos halevavos. That which is hidden, which we don't see right away, within us. The chovos evorim, go back to the first part, the chovos evorim, yecholku lishnei chalakim. There are two parts. One part are the mitzvahs, which one can understand logically. Even if perhaps we weren't obligated to do the mitzvahs, we would do it anyways. The mitzvahs of lo sirsach, lo signov, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, perhaps even being honest in our dealings, lo stoni shasamiso, one should not be dishonest in business, in this prices, dishonest price. And then there's our part of that, the mitzvahs, that we don't understand at all. One cannot eat glatt kosher meat and cook it with milk and eat it together. Why not? Shatness, having linen and wool together, sewn together, whatever the process may be. These are things that we don't understand. But these are chovos evorim. That we're obligated, our body, are obligated to perform these mitzvahs, aseh or mitzvahs lo aseh. And they're divided into two parts. That which we're obligated and that which we're not obligated. These are chayvus hevorim, which the Torah speaks about, but this sefer discusses the chayvus havavus, because the chayvus havavus is the lev. The chayvus havavus is the vehicle, the source where you find a kodesh baruch hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts His light into our lave, into our heart. The mitzvahs halev, the chayvus havavus, are not just actions, but much more than that. Shenamin, he says, we should believe ki yesh li'olam borei u'boro me'ayin, that there's a borei olam. The lave connects with the Borei Olam, with the Creator, who bore me'ayin and created this world from what material? From where? What material was needed for the mayim, for the oceans and the rivers and the streams, for the hills, the grass, the trees? What material was necessary? And materials, yesh me'ayin, from zero, from nothing. Yishein kamo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. When we say Hashem Echad, does that mean one? Because one means a two. One means two. One, I have $1 and you have $2. One is not a figure. One is not a number. One is uniqueness. Ein adoyim. There's no one. There's no likeness. There's no human being and no supernatural human being like a Kodesh Baruch. Vein kamo shekabel olenu yichudo, that we're makabel His uniqueness upon us. Shnaveo b'libenu, we worship a Kodesh Baruch with our heart. She's bonem b'plei yitzirosof. And this is what we'll be discussing for many, many shurim. To be mizbonein in the wonders of His creation. Kedei shulanu le'osalov, that we should be able to be, it could be evident to us, shiniftach bo, to trust Him. We'll be so convinced of His borei olam, of His creator, shenichna mipanav, and we'll humble ourselves in front of Him, we shall niro so, and we will fear Him. V'nichvad, v'nevosh, afraid and ashamed. All of this, a Kodesh Baruch Hu appears, either we can see Him with our eyes, or His mystery is hidden from us. All of this is the chayvus halvavus, the chayvus halvavus, which every person has the ability to come through madrega of realizing there's a borei olam. This is the agdama, one just a little part of the introduction to the entire sefer of chayvus halvavus. He mentions the idea that chayvus havavus is not only one should think positively of the borei olam, but also negative. Shel nachmo v'lo nikom v'lo nitor. A person should not take revenge. Revenge not only in the positive sense of saying, you didn't help me, I will not help you. You didn't help me, but I'll help you regardless. Nekimu, I'll take revenge on you. I'll treat you the way you treat me. Or, he announces to the individual, I will treat you better than you treat me. You showed no help for me, no love for me, no concern, but I'll concern myself for you. This is forbidden. But not only is it forbidden if you verbalize it, it's forbidden if you think this way. What an avera. what a difficult love it is. Even if I smile and I help this individual, although he never helps me, he never gives me a loan, he never helps me when I need him, physical help, aid me, yet when he calls me up, I gladly do it, and I smile, but inside my heart, I'm so angry at him. Do you know something? You're violating a love. Really? Ositor. One cannot even think. You should do it with a blev showing, and not even think in your mind, in your heart, he has a lot of nerve to ask me to help him. I won't say anything, but inside, I'm so angry at him. The Yodea Machshavos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us that even in our heart we shouldn't feel we're doing a mitzvah regardless of what this fellow does for me. L'sik of l'sitor, u'mehem shel naharer ba'averus. One should not maharer in averus. One could ask a question, and I just said, we know that the only area that here is forbidden, that means thinking about something, even though one does not do it, the sin, is by Avodah Zarah. If one thinks of worshipping Avodah Zarah, this is forbidden, even if he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. That's what Rishonim want to say. When we say by the Yud Gimel Midas, Hashem, Hashem, Karach HaBachanim, Hashem, you are merciful. You favor us, you love us. Why do we have to say the word Hashem twice? One, the first Hashem is before one does an Avera. The second Hashem is after one does the Avera. So the obvious question is, why do we need Rachmanis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we do the Avera? So some Rishonim want to say, the Rush brings down, this refers to even before we do the Avera, we have an Avera. By Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, the mere fact that one thinks about the Avera, thinks about worshipping, that itself is an Avera. That is an Avera. However, all other areas, thought alone, I think the Shabbos, or I have in mind in Shabbos, to violate the Shabbos. I really have in mind to take some cold water and put it on the stove. Did you do it? No. But I thought of doing it. Yes, I did. I thought of, the room is so dark here, I thought on Shabbos to turn on the light. Yes, I did. I had a mind, but for whatever reason, I didn't do it. That's not an Avera. Avodah Zarah is. But everything else, Machshava. Yet the Chovis Avodah tells us, Shelo Nahar Baveris. What does that mean? It's no Avera. It's no sin. The Avera is if you do an action. Then how do you explain the Gemara in Yuma that says, Hihuri Avera, Koshin Me Avera? That the Hihuri Avera is more difficult and stronger than the Avera itself. What does that mean? That means to say that even though said and done that you did not perform an Avera yet, but the mere fact that you think about it has a greater effect on your neshama than if you do it. You do it, finished. I did an act which I was forbidden to do. But thinking about it, not just for a second, over and over and over and over and over again, even though you'll tell me technically you are not doing an Avera of the Lavim, of the 365 Lavim. However, what that thought process can do for your Avodas Hashem, thinking about it, constantly thinking about it, that's just for a split second, but thinking about it and saying, I wish, I wanted, I wanted, I want to, I want, no, I didn't do it. But this desire to do it, to do that which is forbidden, has a tremendous effect on the individual. This is a machshava. So a person has to reach a madrega, a level of his avodas Hashem, shel nahar baveris. You shouldn't think about averis. V'lo yisaveim, and you should have a desire. V'lo naskim lasosim, and decide to do it. All of this is part of chayvus halvavos. Halvavos is not only mitzvahs that we think about in the positive sense of yichud Hashem, of avos Hashem, of kabos omach shemayim. Not only those mitzvahs, not only those, the six mitzvahs that the chinuch discusses. I think we discussed this already, brought down by the Bir Halacha and Siman Aleph in Ur HaChaim. But also to think and have on your mind averis, things that you shouldn't think about. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem chokei lev, abochen kloyes." I'm examining you. I'm testing you. Ner Hashem nismeshodim. The Ner Hashem is where? The Ner Hashem is not in our actions. The Ner Hashem is in our machshavas, in our lev. That's the Ner Hashem. That's where the Ner Hashem is. That's where you find a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not in my toes and not in my eyeballs. In my lev, in my machshavas. And if you take those machshavas and you metame them, make it impure, and think about things that you shouldn't, that could be worse than the pool itself. Because the act itself is not when you're taking a Kodesh Baruch with you. You're taking, doing an act. But when you're using the machshava, your thought process, which is the source of where our Kodesh Baruch finds himself, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the neshama of a person is the light of Hashem. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's flashlight is. That's where his light is. This is where he examines the whole individual. And you have machshavas, they're not pure, then you're departing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, chayvus halvavos. The Sefer is called Chovis Avovis. Many aspects of Chovis Avovis. There's aspects of Sar Yichud, Shav Chino, Shav Voice Lakim, Shav Bitochen. These are some of the Shorim that come through the Chovis Avovis. Through Chov, a person has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his heart. I mentioned the various chayvus a person has and the shorim that will be discussed. The first of all the shorim is Shah Yichud, which actually we're not going to learn for various reasons. One has to be at a very, very high level to understand that shahr. But that shahr, we need just to know the introduction of the shahr in order to come to the shahr that we will learn, and that is the second shahr, shahr b'china, to contemplate and to examine the Borei Olam and the greatness of the Borei Olam. In this shahr, a yichud, which is an introduction, which needs to be preceded before we learn Shah B'china. The Chovis HaVovis tells us about a pasuk that we're all familiar with, but we need to repeat and to understand it in great depth. Who should sivanu lahamin bebor yizborach emuna? A yichud to single out HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to strengthen our emuna b'Hashem, the faith in the Almighty. And this is done. The process is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Every Jew knows that pasuk and begins with Shema Yisrael. Shema means to hear. But I think there are three levels. It does not only mean Shemel Ha'oizen, which happens to be Machlekes Tanoim, if you require Shmias Ozen by Kriya Shema. That means if you just think about it, or you pronounce the words but your ear doesn't hear it. It could be the Machlekes Rav Yossi and Rabbanan if you yotze. But Shema does not only mean hearing. Do you hear me? It does not only mean physically, do you hear me? Are you hearing me now? But hear me ones, do you understand what we're saying? Do you understand Shema Yisrael? Do you understand what you're reciting? It means to understand. Hear means to understand. Nase then the Nishma. Nishma does not mean physically hear. I first will makabel upon myself, Klal Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will makabel, will fulfill, will try our utmost to do, perform the mitzvahs, then the nishma. And then we'll ask what, why, and then we'll learn why are we performing the mitzvahs. So nishma means a second idea. It means to understand. But that's not suffice. It means more than that. It means not only to understand, yes, I hear you physically, I understand you quite well, but I don't believe you. I don't believe it. I don't believe everything the Torah says. I don't feel what the Torah says. The Torah says it. I will argue with you, but I don't feel it. I'm not makabel it. I'm not accepting upon myself the kabbalos o mahushamayim. That far I'm not going. And this is the kavanah, that's an imperative. When one says Kriya Shema twice a day, to have three thoughts in our mind. Shema, hear physically. Shema, understand what you're saying. But something else. To makabel what you're saying, to accept what you're saying. And Chavis Avavis mentions a word, to believe that the Borei Olam is the Borei Olam, Bamitas Mitziuso, Chivanu Lahamin Shu Elekeinu Kamo Sheomar Elekeinu. He's Elekeinu, Lahamin Ki Echad Emes. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. He's our Elokeinu. And again, Hashem Echad. Why is it necessary to say Hashem twice? We're speaking about Hashem. It's not necessary. Every word in the Torah is a gem. It has a purpose. If not, it doesn't belong there. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Echad. Why is it necessary to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem again? To tell us he's Echad, not only unique, but he's Emes. Emes. That means that he's truthful, that whatever it says, it's really going to happen, and it's no debating. Nothing to debate. Whatever the Torah says is emes. Emes lamita, the double lush. A person should feel this. That we were chosen, b'shas matan Torah, liam zgula, and we have a purpose in this world to accept upon us the malchus shemayim, and to believe Hashem Akinu, Hashem, again, is Emes. Emes. When one recites the Kriya Shema twice a day, one has to have two kavanas. He says Hashem Akinu, Hashem Echad. For the word Echad is one Echad means, as brought out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comprises the whole universe. Lamata, in this world, is the Zayin Rakim, 1 plus 7, Echad, when you say the Ches. And Dalet, he surrounds the whole world. Dalet. Shem Echad. Four corners of the world. Up and down and all around. Up and down and all around. But something else. Not just up and down and all around. Not that it's a private thing. You believe it. I don't. You say Kriya Shema the way you want, and I'll say the Kriya Shema the way I want. Hashem Echad means, V'hoi Hashem Melech HaKoriz B'hem Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Shema Echad. The Rashbam says in Chumash, on that pasuk, that we have to believe that He's Echad, and will be accepted amongst the entire world as Echad. That's down the road. That's the future. If you want to know what the future will be, V'hoi Hashem Lamelech HaKoritz. B'yom Ahu, that day when he's a melech, over everyone. He'll be a melech, not a Moshe. A Moshe means Bal Korcha. He's ruling against your will. He's a tyrant. Tyranny. Melech means you accepted him. You want him. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want that life. So you see in the introduction of Shah Yichud, the idea that one has to believe in the Yichud Hashem, the Kabbalah Soma'a Shemayim. And therefore, he expresses this when he says his Kriya Shema, V'yahavta Hashem Kecha B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha V'chol Minyanecha. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your soul, with all your might, with all your, with your body. This is the first basic nekuda of Shah Yichud. But this Shah Yichud is the one Shah and discusses many concepts of Yichud Hashem, which has to precede the Shah that we're going to discuss. And that is Shah HaBchina. The Shah HaBchina means, Bechina is a Lashon Nisoyin. Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, the Pasuk in Tehillim. That we have to go through Nisyonis in life, proofs in life, tests in life, and to see the Rabboni Shalom. That will come to a understanding that which we learned in the first Shah, Shah Yichud. That the idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, whatever is said is Emes. Whatever the Torah says, Moshe Emes v'Sarasa Emes. Everything is true, and not it can be interpreted. I interpret it this way, you interpret it this way. It's subject to interpretation of every generation. Every generation has the right, that's our free will, to interpret the Bible any way you want. What makes you happy, that's how you should observe the Sabbath. If observing the Sabbath means going to the beach, being with your children, and going to the mall and shopping, that makes you happy, that's different than the whole week, then do it. God wants us to be happy. To be happy. When a person realizes Hashem Echad, Hashem Es Emes, Moshe Emes, V'Toras Emes, happiness is only to follow the Torah. That's happiness. That's health and happiness. Nothing else. Nothing else. And this can only be if a person with his whole strength and his might surrenders himself to understand the Borei Olam, it starts with Shara Yichud, to miyachid, to single out a Kodesh Baruch in your life. Then we come to the Shah that we're going to discuss in length, the Bishar Abchina, that we contemplate, and this way we can see the godliness of the Borei. The Lashon Nisayon, that there's a lot of tests that we have to go through. Yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes, and we have to show it and look for it. The Hakdama in Shah B'china discusses three areas which requires a great deal of concentration. Three areas that can take us away from the path of really coming to see the Borei Olam in the proper light. He discusses this in his psicha, his introduction of Shah B'china, by telling us the following. The person has to be aware of three areas which are deterrents, which stops man from seeing the real greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in this world, V'lakim also she'yiru mefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that we should have yira, fear. And the fear means we should do acts. Our ma'asim, our pulas, our actions should indicate she'Hashem bara osanu in order to oivid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I fear, not psychologically, but in my actions I show I fear you. And to realize to Hashem lakol, that Ribbono Shel Olam is good to everyone. And most of us are blind people that don't see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our daily lives. Why don't we see it? Why don't we see the Shema Yisrael? Why? What's holding us back? Three areas. Number one, the Hardifa, the pursuing of the pleasures of this world, the materialistic pleasures of this world, blocks our mind and our thoughts to come to a higher level of understanding Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why is that so? Why is that so? So he says the tshuka to fill up your taivas, never to be satisfied as whatever you have is not enough. You want more and more and more. Why is that so? So Chaim Avovitz tells us he's talking to us. He's talking to us. He's talking to Tavshim Samach Tes. He's talking to 08 and 09. 08, 09. He says that Shehem is stocking al kol toiva sheish leacherim kil nishlo amayim. Did you hear what he said? You know why you're not satisfied? Because everything my chaver, my friend, has belongs to me. I should have had it. That stock, which I should have sold. And he sold it. And I didn't sell my stock. And he made X amount and saved X amount. He took it away from me. I gave him an answer. I gave him advice. He went into business. Who do you think made him rich? I made him rich. As long as you made him rich and you're not rich yourself, you'll never stop. You'll never stop. The desire to show that I can be better than you. Stopping our call, Tovi Sheish Acherim, Kil Nishlo Mehem, I should have had it. I should have had it. I'm a stronger son, a smarter son. Why wasn't he give it to me? He took it away from me. Tovi Shegi Aleihem Nidma Lehem Lara. But you have health. You're making a living. You have a home. Not enough. Not enough. It's like a peanut for supper after having the same for lunch and for breakfast. That's all I eat a day is one peanut. Never. Because he has and I don't have. Hatov shegia aleihem nidma lehem lara. Ve'ein he'mevin es pulas Hashem. Hametiv lehem b'dvor melu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu does for your benefit, whatever it may be. So he goes around his whole life angry and doesn't appreciate that what he has, and that what he has is never enough. It's never enough. This is the first nekuda. The first point in this individual that cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. He's too involved with the Olam Hazeh. Secondly, the second downfall is I hergel b'tovis. He's spoiled from the moment that he was born. Ma shebni odim boyim leolam hazeh kishem domim lebehemus tipshus lechamorkot. We're like, in fact, in a worry, even less than animal. An animal is born, can't be able to walk right away. I saw a goat, came out of his mother's stomach, the goat. Within half a second, the goat was walking. So we're not even that level. Our brains are not developed. Our body is not developed. Eo says, "Ve'ayir pera odim yivolid." Man is like a wild donkey. That's how he's born. Umashim gedilim maktinusam betoyves alekim hagdolosam. But they grow. They grow. Fantastic. The first day we'll discuss this. How a child, after a day, after two, you see a difference. V'nei mishrashim b'hem, ashri eslam regilus v'yiduus, kielahein chelik bilti nifrod miyatsam usam. They haven't changed at all. From the day they're born to 50, 60, 70, 120 years later, they haven't changed. They didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first day. They don't see him the day he dies either. They're accustomed to all this. They're accustomed to this. This is the way it's supposed to be. He doesn't mock HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came into the world, it was all full, it was all finished. Adam Arishon, when was Adam Arishon born? On the first day, or on the sixth day, close to Shabbos. He came to a finished world. So this is what it should be. He had no idea what it was before he was born. Before the world was created. He saw this finished product. That's what it should be. So therefore he allows himself to think of this constantly. And Ish Chesed, the marshal, is found in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Richem olav v'chnisa lebeisa. And you take him, and you grow, and you raise him. And you clothe him, and you feed him. And whatever he needs. And finally, when the child is no longer a child, and he's intelligent, shama osa ish chesed, osa yachad shenofo biyad sonof. And he fell for this child who he raised. He was kidnapped and went somewhere else. And someone came along years later and redeemed him. So this individual, the rest of his life, will always be Makir Tov. Because at the age of 20, he was kidnapped and about to die. And someone saved him. This person, he recognizes, and this person, he's Makir Tov, and realizes he saved his life. But his own parents, that raised him from the time of birth, he says, no reason, no reason whatsoever to show any Akoras HaTov, or the minimum. Especially not as much as this person. Oh, this person, he saved my wife, life. What about your mother and father? They brought you into this world. Unless you have to be something outstanding, a heroic act. Even though it doesn't see it. For what reason? For what purpose? He doesn't see it all. Chaimus Alvavus tells us, this is our downfall. This is our downfall. That we don't see the Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our daily living practices. We're so spoiled. So the Mela, he doesn't come to mocker the greatness of Hashem. Thirdly, that this process, of not seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only due to the fact that he has this desire for materialism, not only is it due to the fact that he has this constant that he doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam at the time of birth. But the third thing, the Mikrim Haroyim of Satan, things that happen to man in his lifetime, which are for his benefit, he considers them a reason to be kafa toiva, to deny the Ribbono Shel Olam, because of many experiences in life. This caused him to separate himself. To separate himself, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu was so good to him. But he, on the other hand, doesn't see any of that. The Mikrim Haroyim, the various events in his life, the loss of money, perhaps, of finance, the loss of his own integrity, this causes him to not follow the path and not believe that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam watching. Ashrei Gevur Shetatzeinu Matirasu Samdim. Happy is the man that has his certain difficulties in life, but still in his Torah. Veishochim es kol amuros halolu. Amuros she'ovim aleim hen kulam tovus. when they realize that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me, kol dover rachmon latav over it, is for my benefit. And many people tell me this all the time. I know that. I can say it by heart. Kol dover rachmon. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, latav over it, latav over it, is good. I was just fired from a job, it's good. I just had a tragedy in the home. My child was died. It's good. I was just fired from my job. It's good. I'm saying the words. It's not good at all. I don't feel it. I'm a faker. I don't see it at all. I'm saying the words. But inside, I have my doubts. You don't have to go through a holocaust. Have doubts in Emunah B'Hashem. Daily life. I have my doubts. Comes along the Shara B'china that hopefully can take away these doubts in our mind. And take away what we think is an intellectual approach. Seeing is believing. If you're not good to me, why should I be good to you? Why should I believe in God? What did he ever do for me? And I'm supposed to answer, everything or nothing. What did he do for me? This concept is a concept of society. This is the world, not that we're living in now. We always lived in this world. And perhaps the life that we're living now is far superior in becoming an Eved Hashem than it was when Klal Yisrael lived in Mitzrayim. That was a Shpitz Tuma, highest Madrega of Tuma possible. Hiddenness of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Oh, did they suffer? Did they suffer? We're far from living such a life. But these nekudas, these points, are the points that we have to be constantly aware of. And that is, Ashrei Gevur Shetasyenu Mitoras Lamdanu, the third point. I learned my Torah. This is the introduction to the Shara B'china. The Shara where we examine and testify to the Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Echad. We say it every day. And in this Shara, a part of Chodesh Avos, we will be more convinced. Convinced in our actions and our learning. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's unique, and so are we. We're unique people. Ein Adama. Hopefully going through this Shara of B'china, which discusses a vast amount of areas where unequivocally we see the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's altogether six prokim. And we'll see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his actions in this world to us. We should be anxious to go through this Shara, which will help us to come closer to the Ribbono Shel and have even a greater feeling of Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem.